Hey, this morning we're going to talk about something near and dear to Iowans, and that is the pork tenderloin sandwich, the breaded pork tenderloin. Kelsey Suter is with us. She's with the Iowa Pork Producers Association, and they have just recently kicked off their 16th annual contest to find Iowa's best breaded pork tenderloin sandwich. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
That's tough talking about food, isn't it?
It's the worst. I have a terrible job. Just kidding.
No, we enjoy this. It's done every year. How many years has the Iowa Pork Producers Association sponsored this contest?
This will be the 16th year, and I truly can't believe that many years have already gone by since we launched the program. It continues to grow every year. People get excited about it. Of course, everyone has their favorite tenderloin that they're cheering for, and it's truly a super fun almost service project for the state of Iowa. We love recognizing local restaurants that do a fabulous job preparing the sandwich, and it truly is a lot of fun.
I was looking back through the list of some of the winners and some of the top place finishers in the contest over the years, and some observations that I had were, first of all, Southwest Iowa, our part of the state, is fairly well represented here in Southwest and West Central Iowa. I think we've had some good success.
It is.
And then,
especially Central Iowa.
Yeah. Another observation I had is that, you know, a few of these restaurants are no longer in existence, which you're going
that's
to expect
true, yes.
Because restaurants, you know, that's kind of the nature of the restaurant business. Some make it, some don't.
It is.
But when I look through this,
unfortunately.
Oh, I know. But when I look through this, very few on average. You know, most of these restaurants that have been participants and have been noted for their excellent breaded pork tenderloins are still in business. So I guess if you find the right sandwich to sell, folks will keep coming back.
That's right. And obviously we believe that putting the tenderloin on your menu will help make you a successful restaurant.
I would expect nothing different out of the Pork Producers Association. Well, let's talk about the contest now. You just opened it here recently. How does this work?
We did. I think today it marks 1 week since the nomination form opened on our website, www.iowapork.org. That is the easiest way to nominate your favorite tenderloin sandwich. If you don't have access to internet, we do have a printed form in the Spokesman newspaper as well as our Iowa Pork Producer magazine. And, of course, if you don't find it in those locations, you're more than welcome to call the Iowa Pork office, and we would be happy to get you a form.
Absolutely. You can find a lot of information when you go on the website as well, not just about the contest, but about pork in general.
Yes, absolutely. We encourage people to check out our website and learn about the industry that's so prominent here in the state of Iowa. If you have questions about how pigs are raised or anything like that, definitely visit our website again. It's just iowapork.org. Great resource. They'll hopefully answer any question you're looking for, and if not, please let us know.
Very good. Now let's talk about the contest a little bit more. What type of restaurants can be a part of this contest?
Great question, Jim. We're really looking for a restaurant that's open year-round. We understand that there's lots of great restaurants that are seasonal in the state of Iowa that are only open, you know, the spring and summer months, and they close mid-fall. And they have really great tenderloin sandwiches. The reason we have that rule is because we don't announce our winner until October. And sometimes those seasonal restaurants are already closed or they're going to be closing their doors, you know, within weeks of the announcement. And a big part of this contest is there's a huge following. It has quite a big audience of people that are excited to hear the announcement of, what's the next best tenderloin in the state of Iowa, and then make a road trip out of going and tasting that tenderloin sandwich. And so much of this program is really gearing up that winning restaurant for what's about to hit them, because they can expect triple tenderloin business, you know, for probably a month, if not more, after the announcement is made. So for those reasons, it doesn't work out for us to recognize someone who's not open year-round. So that's one of our rules. And then they also have to have the tenderloin sandwich on their menu every day of the week that they're open. So if they're open 6 days a week, they're still eligible. It just has to be something that people can order anytime they walk into the restaurant. It can't be a daily special.
Okay, very good. But restaurants don't nominate themselves, is that correct?
That is one of the rules, yes. It needs to be It could be family, but we're really looking for customers, people that really think it's a fabulous sandwich and want to support their favorite, you know, place to get it.
Sure. I guess just to be clear on that, my English teacher would be angry with me right now. A restaurant is a thing. The people that own the restaurant can't nominate themselves.
Correct.
That's how
the owners of the restaurant are not supposed to nominate themselves.
All right. Very good. Be more clear, Jim. All right. Let's talk a little bit about pork tenderloins. Why the pork tenderloin? Why focus on this for a contest?
Well, you know what? It really became apparent to us back when they wanted to start the competition that it's truly a Midwest favorite, and I have to be honest in stating that growing up in Iowa, I did not know that a tenderloin sandwich was something that you couldn't find in every state across the United States. I figured it was like a cheeseburger. It's a staple. It's everywhere. And that's truly not the case. It's kind of a Midwest best-kept secret, if you will. And let's celebrate that. Let's expand on that. Let's share the love of the sandwich that people in the Midwest have. And it's really, truly been a lot of fun, and it continues to grow every year. Our social media really just explodes with people talking about it and bragging about their favorite and supporting their favorite. And I truly had no idea that it was only a Midwest sandwich. And we'd love to obviously get the tenderloin sandwich out of the Midwest, but it's only something we want to celebrate here in Iowa.
Absolutely. I guess the other question is, why are they so big?
Well, that is a good question, and something that we get asked about a lot, because if you look through our past winners list, it's quite obvious that the ones that we typically choose as winners are not as big as they could be. You definitely see some that will cover an entire plate, and it's possible to have still a giant tenderloin like that be nice and thick, but relatively speaking, the bigger they get in circumference, the thinner they get in thickness. And we definitely want to be able to taste the pork. We're wanting a nice thick loin still left so that it has, you know, juicy pork characteristics and you're not just tasting the breading and the oil. So that's the direction we tend to lean in our judging process, is looking for something that's not quite as big in circumference and still nice and thick.
You betcha. Well, I've never seen one that fits inside a bun. They always hang way over the edge.
No, that's true. That's true.
Hey,
and that's where you need to start when you eat one. That's our recommendation,
that's
right. Is eat around the bun and just eat the pork. Really taste it. Really get the flavors of the pork and then you can enjoy all your condiments and everything else once you get to the bun.
There you go. Nibble around the edges first.
Yes, nibble around the edge.
Well, 16 years you've been doing this, so it must have been getting really good response. Have you had good response here, like last year, for example, lots of entries?
Yeah, we have. We get about 2,000 nominations every year. It continues to grow every year. Last year we had 385 restaurants nominated across the state of Iowa, which just says how many great tenderloin sandwiches there truly are across the state, which is why we can continue to do this 16 years later, and we're still uncovering great tenderloin sandwiches that we've never had before, and that's truly what the process is all about. We want to find those small town restaurants or those holes in the wall that are just really making a fantastic handmade breaded or battered tenderloin sandwich, and we want to find them and we want to bring them into the spotlight, if you will. What's been truly, truly fun and an honor for Iowa Pork to be able to do is we've seen this award transform the course of the business, especially within the last 3 years as the contest has continued to grow. We've seen restaurants double their seating areas. We've seen restaurants open a second restaurant. We've seen restaurants in small towns become destination restaurants where they're no longer just serving their immediate community, but they're serving people who traveled long distances on the weekend. And so then in return, they're not just selling more pork and more tenderloins, which is obviously one of our goals in the process, is just helping restaurants market more pork. But they're also selling more drinks from their bars and higher menu item things like that, because it's a Friday night out or a Saturday night out. It's not just a noon meal to grab something to eat. And so it's really transforming how their business operates. And we just love supporting, especially those restaurants out in rural Iowa, so that they can still be successful, even just outside the cities in the highly populated area. So it's truly a pleasure to be a part of that.
You bet. Well, big city, small town. We've seen little tiny places. We've seen bars and grills. We've seen bowling alleys. We've seen all kinds of things nominated
over
time.
We're not biased. We're looking for a great sandwich.
That's right. Very good.
We'll now, take them all.
There's also some incentive for folks to nominate their favorite place, too, because they get in on this as well.
That's right. Of all the nominations made for the one that ends up winning, we will literally draw a name out of a hat and send you a $100 check. And sometimes the odds are really good. They might be a case where that restaurant only had 10 nominations and they got into our judging process and ended up winning the whole thing, and then you have a 1 in 10 chance of winning $100. So you truly never know who the next $100 winner might be.
Very good. Of course, the restaurant gets all that good publicity and a little bit of stuff there, too, for their troubles.
They do. They get a $500 check from the Iowa Pork Producers, obviously a plaque to hang on their wall forever to brag about the year that they were Iowa's best tenderloin, a banner to hang out front to, of course, help all the out-of-town traffic find them. The earned media that they receive is truly what transforms their business and brings the traffic and the long lines, and usually people are more than happy to wait, if it's an hour or two long wait at lunchtime to try Iowa's best tenderloin.
You bet. And you can go on the Iowa Pork Producers website as well and see the list of contest winners over time and check it out, because it is kind of interesting. Some of these names are kind of cool. I don't know where they came up with some of these names for some of these places, but check it out. And maybe you want to make a little trip if you're planning a staycation, something close to home here in Iowa this summer. Maybe you want to stop by some of these places and try it out for yourself.
That's right. There is a link just on the Tenderloin Contest page to all of our past winners that go back to 2003, and it's not just the first place winners. We have the top five from every year listed, so it's definitely a great running list of tenderloins to have in the state of Iowa. And then in addition to that, last June we launched the Iowa Tenderloin Trail, which is really just a tribute to local restaurants in the state of Iowa and great tenderloin sandwiches, and trying to incorporate pork into Iowa tourism and encouraging people within the state and outside of the state to explore Iowa and explore small towns and new shops and really just get out and explore Iowa in a new way. And so we created the Iowa Tenderloin Trail, and it's a really fun program. There's a passport that goes along with it. You get a stamp when you visit that restaurant in your passport. And once you get 10 stamps, you get to mail that in for a bragging rights T-shirt from Iowa Pork Producers that basically says you conquered the Iowa Tenderloin Trail. So it's been a really popular program so far, and I'm excited to see where that goes this summer.
You bet. We love our pork tenderloins, our breaded pork tenderloins here in the state of Iowa. Kelsey, thank you so much. Good luck with this year's contest.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.